4:06 on the Central Coast on this Friday. Happy It's Friday, February 14th, 2020. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Friday. I don't know what to tell you. Stick around. We got a lot of stuff to do today. But first, here he is, the one, the only, Mr. Craig Lewis Dingman, the pride of downtown San Luis. Craig, how are you?
Pretty well, thank you, all things considered.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Are you a romantic at heart? Is this a big day for you and your...
We're not big holiday people, but every day is Valentine's Day at our house.
Now, from your perspective or her perspective?
Well, you know, she keeps, I don't know if she's fooling me or not, but she keeps saying it's a good thing for her, too.
It's hard
to believe because I'm pretty high maintenance.
What guy isn't?
You know? Yeah.
If I may ask, how'd you meet?
Well, there's a few creation stories.
Okay.
We're celebrating next week will be our 8th anniversary of getting married, and 10 years, well, not quite 10 years, our grandson who's in, sitting on our bed with the iPad right now is 9 years old, and I called her up for our first date when she was in the hospital waiting for him to be born. He's her biological grandson. But we originally talked on the phone when I still had a job, and I remember hanging up the phone and saying to my work colleague, man, she's got an attitude. And then it turns out my next-door neighbor worked with her. She was a nurse. And next-door neighbor said, but she's a wonderful person. And so we ran into each other at an event at that place, and then I started to do the blues jams out at the old clubhouse, and she showed up there. So there's somebody there who feels he introduced us. We're not exactly sure when the first introduction was, but I remember when I asked her for her phone number at the clubhouse, we went running around for a cocktail napkin and trying to borrow a crayon or a pen or something to write it down. Later on, her daughter-in-law said, well, didn't you have your phones with you? It had not occurred to us that you could... enter that data on an electronic device.
You know? See how times have changed.
So, but it's really been a good run so far, and all signs go for continued fun and happiness.
That could be a good song.
Yeah.
How are things in Hang Low?
It's fun. It's fine. You know, some nights are more springy than other, but they're always... nice people there. It's always a casual, nice atmosphere.
Right next to the Palm Theater.
Exactly, yeah, next door. And the upstairs is where I go to perform every other Thursday, alternating with Brent Daniels.
So this Thursday you'll be performing?
This coming Thursday, yeah.
And has normalcy returned now that Hotel San Luis has opened?
It seems. Anyhow, it's the new normal, you know. We've got a nice, big, wide sidewalk there. And
you live right, we should remind people, you live right downtown.
I live right, you know, half a block away from Hang Low. So it's the most convenient gig I've ever had. Unless people want to come to our apartment and listen to me play.
Any impact from the new hotel? Have they brightened up the neighborhood? Are you glad the construction's over?
I'm glad the construction's over. It's added a little bit of a... metropolitan feel. I like the broad sidewalks. I was an early critic of the architecture, and then as it became fully unveiled, I realized I spoke too soon. There's nicer textures than existed when the hard structure was up there with their landscaping and with all the surroundings finished off. It's got a nice feel to it, I think.
I've been to Ox and Anchor. It's quite good, but outside my price range, so I won't be a regular. I haven't. Have you been to the other place,
Piadina?
Piadina.
Just to the bar.
Okay.
And it was one of those places where there's it's cultivated noise. You know, you feel like you're having a private conversation because the din around you shuts out the. The pronunciation of everybody else. So,
yeah. Mr. Craig Lewis Dingman on this broadcast. How about a song, sir?
Sure.
All right.
I thought I'd, since it is Valentine's Day, I thought I'd start out with one I wrote for our...
I thought of this song, Woody Cat.
Yeah. I did. I did wrote a song. for our wedding celebration party that we had 8 years ago.
Here we go.
If you read the papers or look at the news, you'll find lots of reason to sing the blues. It's hard to see this world in a positive light when sometimes it seems like nothing's going right. But I'm still smiling when each day is through, 'cause baby, I feel good about you. Blockbuster movies, reality shows depict a world I don't wanna know, where folks are so unkind and in each other's face makes you wonder what's the matter with the human race. But my faith is restored by the little things you do, and baby, I feel good about you. Now I'm not asking for the world to go away, and I'm not running from the fight. You start me out with a smile every day, you give me comfort at night. So let the world be crazy as it may be, I'm okay. I've got my baby, and even when there's dark clouds in sight, my horizons are shiny and bright. Yes, I've got a positive point of view, 'cause baby, I feel good about you. I'm not asking for the world to go away, and I'm not running from the fight. You start me out with a smile every day, you give me comfort at night. So let the world be crazy as it may be, I'm okay. I've got my baby, and even when there's dark clouds in sight, my horizons are shiny and bright. Yes, I've got a positive point of view, 'cause baby, I feel good about you. Baby, I feel good about you.
Mr. Craig Lewis Dingman. Now, that song you sung on your wedding night?
We had a party, you know.
Yeah.
We just went down to the courthouse on the actual wedding day. And actually, I debuted that song with the backup of the Croon Dogs, Billy Fapiano's band, with Bobby Santa Cruz on the bass. We had a big party at our good friends and neighbor's house where we used to own a home up in Atascadero. And, you know, we invited a lot of folks, and we had a band. And
that must have been pretty emotional.
It was great, yeah.
How did Denise respond?
Well, I think she just smiled at me. I can't remember. You know, there was a lot going on that day, and there were a lot of margaritas flowing, too. So,
now, that's a wedding.
Yeah.
All right. Craig Lewis Dingman on this broadcast. We'll come back. More conversation, more music. This is Hometown Radio for the Central Coast on AM 920, FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC. Just about 5:20 on News Talk, 920 KVEC. I'm Dave Congleton. Did I say 5:20? 4:20.
Time doesn't fly when you're working.
Time flies when I'm with Craig Lewis Dingman. Didn't it seem like 5:20 to you?
Well, you know, it's it's getting a little bit
you should be at a happy hour breezy. Somewhere now.
Yeah, that's what we should be almost concluding and getting home for to watch to get our blood boiling watching MSNBC or something.
How long have you been downtown, living down there?
Oh gosh, it's probably altogether about 9 years now.
I think I envy that.
Yeah.
Should I envy you?
Yeah, it's a phase of life thing. You know, there's things you have to give up. We don't have a pet. I think my wife would really like to have a cat. That's the landlord's choice, of course. But we're down to when we're retired, so that's you should envy that. Yeah. you know, one car between us. You know, parking's at a premium downtown. And
so you don't get a parking space with your place?
We get a little garage.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the features of our apartment. We're the resident managers there, too, so it helps us to be affordable for us. But, yeah, I need a garage because, you know, I have hundreds of dollars worth of cheap equipment to pull in and close the door on some nights.
Do you really think I want to be retired? You think I would enjoy that?
Well, maybe you should. No one wants to quit working, really. They just want to quit having a job. you know, it's you need stuff to do, and so I think retirement really should be viewed more as like second or third or fourth go nowadays with the gig economy, but and just another a chance to start doing the work you really feel like doing rather than the work you have to do.
Right. Well, in your case, you're doing your passion.
Yes.
It's not a full-time gig, but you're out there and about. You have gigs here, you have gigs there, you have sung. You had the showcase in your honor.
Yes,
not
that was
long
fabulous.
Ago.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people can say that?
Yeah, not many. And I've done it all without having to go overdose on drugs and travel for years on the road and not have a real home. It's a great local community for playing music, and there's nothing more satisfying than having a room full of people listening to you play, which happens occasionally when I'm doing, say, a songwriters at play event, and then I get just to go home.
And you work when you want to.
Yeah, yeah. So, and we have a heavy involvement with a couple grandkids that came along with my wife, and that's a big pleasure too. And it's good.
How about another song, Mr. Dingman? By the way, what time? What time are you singing at Me Hang Low next Thursday night?
It's 7 to 9.
All right.
Yeah.
Food is quite good.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Come
there.
Upstairs.
Yeah,
you're upstairs.
Come upstairs and eat. Yeah, and they have beer and wine too. I have people come up and get a bottle of wine or have a beer and sit and listen and chat with each other too. Because I can be either background or I can engage with you at your pleasure. Okay, so having talked now, I'm going to try to remember what I was going to sing. Okay, here we go. Another tune of mine that has a romantic theme to it. Forgotten the words to it.
Could be instrumental. It's okay.
Yeah. How about this? I'm going to do a classic here, and then the words to that one will probably come back to me.
All right.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun. And too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun. And too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with, when I give my heart to, when I fall in love with you.
Very lovely. Craig Lewis Dingman entertaining us here on Valentine's Day. I'm Dave Congleton. Catch him next Thursday night at Me Hang Low, right next to the Palm Theater. Show begins at 7 o'clock, and it's free.
Yeah.
And great food.
Food and a nice selection of beer and wine. And
not too many places in San Luis where you can have a nice meal upstairs on the second floor somewhere.
Yeah, it's a classic room. They've got some classic candelabras and a nice mural that was painted sometime in the 60s. So it's a cool little atmosphere.
You know anything about the history of the building?
Well, no, other than it was Me Hang Low, that it was a Chinese restaurant, part of Chinatown. And now it's a modern-day proprietor, but the upstairs retains some of the appointments of the older days. So.
And great noodles.
Yes, and the basic thing, you choose your noodle, choose your topping and your sauce, but they've got some other things, the bao buns and something called a glass salad that my wife likes quite a bit.
I like that glass salad very much.
Yeah.
Affordable and quality food and very nice proprietors.
Yeah, I see a lot of college students there, so that means it is affordable. Yeah.
Let us go to California Headline News and ABC Radio News as well. Craig Hill has the very latest in Time Saver traffic and weather together. Then we will continue our visit with Craig Lewis Dingman. More wry wit and great music. I'm Dave Congleton. You're listening to Hometown Radio.
Getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way.
We have Mr. Craig Lewis Dingman on Hometown Radio. You like Buddy Holly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that.
We just had the anniversary of the plane crash.
Oh, right. Yeah, not too long ago.
61?
Yeah.
61 years.
Wow. Yeah, well, songwriters that played tribute to Roberta Flack and Don McLean.
Wow.
So that was
what a combo.
Well, there's an interesting connection between the two of them.
What's that?
But anyhow, that his song American Pie was the finale where everybody was singing along.
Right.
But Don McLean was the singer-songwriter that Lori Lieberman, songwriter and apparently girlfriend of Norman Gimbel of Gimbel and Fox, went to see and was, and he impressed her to the point that she said he was strumming my pain with his fingers or killing
me softly.
Killing me softly with his song.
Yeah.
So that was the inspiration. Don McLean was the inspiration for Killing Me Softly.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I also had a um, I also had a connection with Don McLean in a weird way. When I lived in Hollywood, I lived in a duplex.
Right.
And my next-door neighbor was a couple. She was his ex-wife.
Really?
And she went on to her own measure of fame. Her name is Carol Sauvignon, as the Emmy-winning host of this PBS show, Craft in America. And
she's Don McLean's ex-wife?
Yeah.
And she was your neighbor?
She was my neighbor, yeah. And then
about
4 or 5 years ago, she came here to San Luis Obispo to do a talk at the art museum. And that's just around a couple blocks from home. So I walked down there to say hi, expecting a warm reunion, but she barely remembered me. But I guarantee that if I ran into Don McLean, he'd remember me even less.
And how long ago were you her neighbor?
That was in the 80s. I left Los Angeles in, I think, 1985 or
And she didn't remember
so.
You.
Yeah. Well, she did, once I said, of course, I look quite a bit different now. Back then, I was quite hip when I lived in Hollywood. I had a motorcycle and I wore leather and had longish hair. And I was a tiny bit thinner, maybe 80 pounds or so. And So
Don McLean was the inspiration for Killing Me Softly.
Yeah.
All right. Have you? I don't want to go down the political lane, but have you seen this YouTube video where they take American Pie, the founding fathers? They have a political song.
No,
it's the death of democracy.
Oh,
it goes on. I don't know, good 8-9 minutes, but it's the music to American Pie, set to these lyrics.
Oh well, of course American Pie goes on for a fair amount too.
Yeah, but they've taken all the lyrics and they make this big, broad political statement, and they have the founding fathers. It's called The Day the Democracy Died,
well,
by the founding fathers.
Yeah, it sounds like something I might be in agreement with.
I think you would like it. It's very clever.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Craig Lewis Digman on this broadcast. You're invited to come see him perform next Thursday night at Mi Hang Lo. Nice restaurant right next to the Palm Theater. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Just come by and have dinner. Have a drink.
Yeah.
Have some great music, like the song we're about to hear.
All right. Actually, I think I have remembered the missing word. It was a three-syllable word, so that was my problem. My observation with some reservation and much hesitation, if you will allow, is that we have arrived at a mystical place and you have a beautiful face. No use pretending the message I'm sending, thoughts I'm intending to reach you somehow, are connected with reason by even a trace. You have a beautiful face. And if I've taken leave of my senses, the causes are perfectly plain. I'm caught in a web of enchantment, dazed and confused, phased and bemused, unsure of the notions that you entertain. There's no star in the sky could capture my eye with the wonder that I am feeling right now. I'm lost in the vastness of all inner space when I look at your beautiful face. And if I've taken leave of my senses, the causes are perfectly plain. I'm caught in a web of enchantment, dazed and confused, phased and bemused, unsure of the notions that you entertain. There's no star in the sky could capture my eye with the wonder that I am feeling right now. I'm lost in the vastness of all inner space. When I look at your beautiful, you have a beautiful, I love your beautiful face.
Craig Lewis Dingman on Hometown Radio. Have I heard that song before?
I don't know. I was trying to remember.
I don't think I've heard that song before. That's quite nice.
It's from my first CD, Love, Laughter, and Longing. And it was written kind of on the basic premise was write something other than 4/4 time. So it's write something as a waltz. And since it was a waltz, then the lyric turned, seemed to me, romantic seemed to be the right approach to the lyric.
Nice fit of words and music.
Yeah.
I think so.
Thank you. Yeah. I was trying to remember what songs I've played on your show or not, but if I can't remember, I guess they're forgettable.
No, even if you've played it before, it's always nice to hear your music.
Yeah.
But here's an odd question for you. Yesterday I interviewed a woman who does she does the Joni Mitchell tribute.
Oh, yeah.
She sings the songs of Joni Mitchell. And last week we went to the Clark Center and saw the guy who does the Elton John tribute. Mm-hmm. If you, Craig Lewis Dingman, were to do a tribute show, what musician would you do a tribute show for?
Well, it might be somebody that...
So it got to be somebody famous.
Yeah. You mean if I was to be the performer...
Yeah, yeah.
...and try to imitate somebody.
Who would be your Joni Mitchell? Who would be your Elton John?
Well, my favorite singers, songwriters are kind of old people like, you know... from the 30s and 40s, so I would have trouble performing in that...
Well, give me somebody from the 30s and 40s. I love those decades.
Jimmy Van Heusen, I like people like I'm not so much thinking of the performance, but, you know, like Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra and all those people, so...
Yeah. But somebody who played on the guitar... Give me somebody. Oh, give me a guitar.
You know, Eddie Lang. You know, okay. I would love to play some guitar like him. In the pop world, you kind of stumped me a little bit because there's very few that I could attain their level of sonic excellence. You know, I have to kind of play within my own bailiwick.
Yeah, but who's your guy? Who's the one that you really enjoy musically, just listening to?
I think people like Tom Waits and
I love Tom Waits.
Yeah, that kind of quirky music, I guess, but with a little bit of swing to it.
I'm late to the game on Tom Waits. I mean, I've obviously known all this time who he was,
uh-huh.
And the voice, of course, is so distinguishable. But I never really got into his music until the last 3 or 4 years, and I have such great regret that I didn't go to him sooner.
Yeah, well, I'm not even overly familiar with his entire discography, but just whatever I've seen of him, I really like. You know, I like his
He's so eclectic.
Yeah, Randy Newman's another one.
Yeah, yeah.
That I Randy Newman might be somebody I would kind of work on because he's got some very interesting musical things.
Is Tom Waits done touring? I think he's done touring.
Yeah, I don't know. You know,
because he's up there in years.
Yeah, well, he's probably in my age group, you know, which, of course, I don't have to quit touring. That's an advantage. there's been a failure of the music industry to come to my house and discover me, but...
There's still time. your ex-neighbor will point your way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's into crafts. So, you know, my wife throws pottery. She'd probably be more interested in what my wife does than...
And about 6 months ago, I thought Don McLean sold his original lyrics to American Pie for like $1.5 million.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
And I'm thinking, okay, well, he's ready to cash in.
Yeah, he's 74 now.
Yeah. He got $1.5 million for the pieces of paper where he wrote out the lyrics to American Pie.
Oh, wow. Yeah, kind of like the original Gettysburg Address on a napkin or something. or buying a piece of velvet art at the thrift store and finding out the original Declaration of Independence is on the back.
We are in conversation with Craig Lewis Dingman, He is going to be performing next Thursday night at Mihang Lo in San Luis Obispo. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Come on by, have some great food, say hi, and enjoy wonderful music. Welcome back for a final segment. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio. All right, what about Bob Dylan?
Well, I love much of Bob Dylan.
And the ones you can understand.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, sometimes songs are not meant to be understood. They're meant to be felt, you know. And
oh, I like that.
And one of Bob Dylan's fortes, which is a tenet of good songwriting, is imagery rather than explanation. You know, it's
like a David Lynch movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Images.
Images. I think of, you know, Fellini. You know, Fellini's movies had, it's like he captured the, I've had moments like you see in a Fellini movie. Like I remember, you know, walking outside the door of a house when I was a kid and seeing a Navy drone fly by like 10 feet above the phone line. And Fellini's movie might be filled with a lot of these moments that seem surreal when they're isolated. But they're part of the stream of life, and he captures them all. Knights of Cabiria at the end, she's, you know, had her heart broken. She's walking down the street, and there's a, you know, a troop of entertainers, and all of a sudden she's in this troop of entertainers, you know. And that movie that was real popular, Roma, a year or two ago, had a lot of that kind of stuff where, you know, the people are having their own drama, and a little minstrel band walks by, yeah. You know, so.
I gave up on that movie.
Oh, you did?
Did you get all the way through?
Oh, yeah, I loved that movie, yeah. No accounting for taste.
No.
Yeah.
I think with movies like that, you got to be in the right frame of mind.
Uh-huh.
I could probably go home today, watch it.
Yeah.
Be fine. But I saw it and I don't know.
Yeah, you were probably steaming over some slight or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Craig Louis Stigman next Thursday at Mihang Lo, 7 o'clock. Come on by. We got time for one last song.
Sure. Let me play one of mine, a song about my direction in life called Flying Blind. I follow my hunches and I roll with the punches. I take my sweet time, but I can stop on a dime. My plan ain't so refined. I'm flying blind. I can fake and shake. I can make a break. I can bob and weave. I got tricks up my sleeve. My plan ain't so refined. I'm flying blind. I've got no crystal ball. I've got no clue at all. My hope for satisfaction depends on my reaction. I can improvise. I can be less than wise. I can try my hand. I can make a stand. My plan ain't so refined. I'm flying blind. I've got no crystal ball. I've got no clue at all. My hope for satisfaction depends on my reaction. I can improvise. I can be less than wise. I can try my hand. I can make a stand. My plan ain't so refined. I'm flying blind. Flying blind. Flying blind.
Craig Lewis Dingman performing on Hometown Radio. Remember the first song you wrote? I'm not going to ask you to do it, but remember the first song you wrote?
No.
Really?
Yeah. When I was about 18, I got a double-track recorder. I worked at an old discount store called White Front Stores. It used to be around California, and I bought
a White Front store.
Yeah, that precursor to Kmart. You know, Kmart was the new guy after White Front, and they had an electronics department. I bought a tape recorder, and I messed around with doing some double tracking. I wrote a song called Tango, like Tango. We love to tango. We dance through the night, and in the morning light, I look in the mirror and see, something like that. But I knew nothing about tangos or relationships at the time, so it's kind of, most of those are forgettable. I've got some spaces in my mind that say there was a song there, but I have no clue as to what it was.
Last Saturday night, we were at Cal Poly, and we saw Jim Croce's son, A.J. Croce.
Oh.
And it was fun, but it really kicked in the encore. He had one, two, three people with him. Half the stuff was on electric guitar. What I enjoyed was the acoustic stuff. That's what I was expecting. Anyway, he comes off with the encore, and he tells a story about Jim Croce struggling for a couple of years trying to make it as a singer-songwriter, and he wasn't getting where he wanted to go. And he finally sat down and said, I'm just going to write for me. And he took a reel-to-reel tape recorder. He put it on his kitchen table, and he wrote this song, and it turned out to be Time in a Bottle, right? Probably my favorite Jim Croce song. And so what AJ did is that he played the beginning of that tape of his father sitting at the kitchen table singing that song. And then halfway through, AJ comes in and finishes the song.
Oh, that sounds pretty moving.
Very emotional. Very moving, but I'm hearing you tell your story, and here's Jim Croce, got nothing to lose, sitting down with a tape recorder, and he wrote one of the great love songs of all time.
Yeah, and I've also heard about Eddie Money, that he was struggling. This is a different type of story, and a record producer said, all your songs about are male impotence, like I don't have love. He says you need to write songs that are go for it. And so Tickets to Paradise and all of a sudden
Take Me Home Tonight.
He was a hit maker. Yeah. So that's probably why none of my early songs didn't make it. Speaking of Valentine's Day, I was much needier then. Since then, love been very good to me, but in the early days, it was a struggle.
I was saying about Jim Croce, his son said his fame was 18 months. It was 18 months from his first hit until the plane crash.
Oh, wow.
A year and a half.
Wow, he made a big impact for that time.
He just cranked them out in the limited time he had.
Operator, I liked that one, too.
Yeah, they did that. It was a very nice concert. I hope Cal Poly will bring him back, and next time put him in the pack. I think he was in Spanos. He sold out right away, 400 seats. I bet he could fill the pack. It was very entertaining and, at the end, very moving.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about the last time you were here, you wanted the grocery store downtown. There's still no grocery store downtown.
Yeah, you have to drive anyway to do serious grocery shopping, but what I'd love to see downtown would be, I've had my eyes on the Ross building because I thought they'd clear out once they opened in Madonna.
They're going to once their lease runs up.
I'd love to see, like I saw in New York City, like a big food court with some grocery options, a produce person, a little place to get milk and bread, so that if you're, if you're cooking your stroganoff and you don't have mushrooms, you can just send your wife out to the store.
Or she could send you. How about the old Giuseppe's?
That would be a nice spot there, yeah.
I bet that'd make a great grocery store.
Yeah. The problem is the rents are too high for proprietors. You know, you can do a lot of business, but to pay for those rents and, you know, I guess people keep thinking that getting the rent in the moment is better than long term.
Come see Craig Louis Dingman next Thursday night at Me Hang Low in San Luis Obispo, 7 o'clock. Thank you, Craig.
Appreciate you
sharing Valentine's Day with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Off we go. We got news. We got traffic. We got weather. Then we'll see where we go. We don't know. But we'll be live. We'll be local. I'm Dave Congleton. Good to be with you.